Okay, let's just tell you guys. I want to point this out. He pushed himself off of the ground.
Two broken arms, bro. Yep. Pushed himself off the ground, grabbed a scoot, walked over, and sat down.
He
didn't cry.
Two
didn't
broken
even,
arms.
Bro, he didn't even like scream or anything. He just sat there.
It just looked like he just had a heavy slam and then was just like, damn, that sucked. Which, yeah, it definitely
bro,
did.
Heavy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number two. Episode number one went really, really well. Got a lot of solid feedback from a lot of you guys on every platform, which, just so you guys know, is Spotify. We're on Apple Music as well as YouTube. So all those links will be in the description below. Thank you guys so much for checking us out. I'm here with my boy, Matty G.
Was good.
And we just finished up a long day over here at the Zone.
It was a pretty long day.
It was kind of gnarly.
Good day, though.
It was a good day.
No complaints.
It was a good day. Last time we talked to you guys, we talked about a whole bunch of things, including, what was like the first thing we kind of stepped on? Obviously, the fact that we're here, we told you guys a little bit about like the podcast, what the name came from, all that kind of stuff. We talked about the street jam that was coming up.
I honestly don't remember what I ate for dinner last night, so.
So you don't remember anything?
Don't remember anything, yeah. No, not really, to be honest.
Street Jam
I know
was
solid, good,
though.
Street Jam was sick, dude. I haven't been around, like, the scooter community like that since, like, the Esco comp ages ago. So it was sick, dude. Like,
was that your first ever Street Jam?
Ever.
Really?
Yeah, it was sick, dude. I was so hyped, bro.
It was a lot of fun.
Dude, everybody went off, like.
I think the best part about that Street Jam was the fact that we didn't, we didn't get busted, like, really anywhere.
Yeah, nowhere.
Like, the cops saw us, like, all cruising around.
Yeah,
and for those of you guys that weren't there, like, Street Jam was heavy. Like, bro, there was five or six spots.
Dude.
Every single spot that we went to, well, pretty much every spot, the cops just followed us.
Yeah.
And were just there. Like, they knew they couldn't kick out the 300-plus scooter riders
that
were there.
There
were
so many people.
Over.
Bro, what about the avalanche of scooter kids going down the street?
Which one?
Bro, and then there would be, like, a 7-year-old kid just right in front of you, bro.
Dude.
All bad.
That happened to
all
me
bad.
Three different times, dude, that day. Like, I don't know, like, what the odds of that are.
Bro.
I mean, I'm sure I'm not the only person that got crashed right in front of.
Nah.
But, dude,
for sure,
like,
not.
there was two instances where I almost, like, took a kid out.
Yeah, there was one on the there was one on your video.
Yeah, there was one on the vlog. Yeah, and that kid,
dude,
I don't even know.
Inches.
Dude, I don't even know how I didn't hit him. I have no idea.
Camera in hand and everything.
The 1D
that
as well.
That was hectic, bro.
Vlogging with a 1DX going down a hill with one hand, no helmet, a billion people around you, through traffic, and a kid falls,
dude,
in front of me.
But when we went the wrong way, we were down by, like, the train.
Oh, dude. That's
bro,
sensitive. That's sensitive.
On the way back, my leg was shot. My hip was done. I felt like a 90-year-old. I could not. Dude, I was like, what is going on?
Dude, that was that's
bro, I was, like, pushing Mongo and stuff. That's how bad it got. I was pushing Mongo, bro.
Dude, that was not good. That was
my
not
hip
good.
Was locking up, son.
So for those of you guys that are listening, like, so the very first spot was kind of like just the meetup, which was like a small, like, just essentially like just a ledge, and then had like a drop down ledge, and it was sick. It was a really good first spot for everybody to meet up at, because you could kind of like jib around and warm up. So that was solid.
Yeah.
From there to the next spot. Next spot was okay. Next, we got to the next spot. It's like 11:30, maybe like 11:40.
Way too early to be doing that big old set with that rail, son.
Dude,
let me tell you,
the amount of people that were just murdering it,
bro.
We had let's just pick out a couple names that I believe stood out pretty heavily. Jason Chidi,
bro, he is unreal. Like, I've seen his Instagram and stuff, dude, because I follow him and watch everything he posts, bro. Watching him in real life, dude, it is honest. I couldn't even comprehend what was going on.
What was that
He's
set?
Insane.
That set was 11, 12, 11?
Dude, honestly, I can't even count to 10. So I have no idea. It was more than 10. Let me tell you.
I didn't count them, but it looked
too
like
much
it was
to
like,
count.
I'm just going to say it was a 12. Okay.
Yeah,
and
fat, dude.
Don't get at me saying like, oh, you didn't even count the set. I didn't.
Dude, right into the door too, though. There was no landing.
But like, okay, so we're just going to take this set, right? It's a massive. So it's like a 12 set with a decent sized rail right in the center. And then two and those skinny ledges on either side. Jason Chidi, what were some of the tricks that he did?
Bro.
He did, I want to say Tommy said that this was Jason that did this, and if it wasn't, it was somebody else, I apologize. But he said he did a switch bar board down that, rail.
He any trick, I swear, most of the tricks he does regular, he can do them switch, bro. Like, he literally tricks into grind switch.
That's incredible.
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. But it was honestly funny, bro. John, he was, like, obviously announcing the jam and stuff. And he was on the megaphone. Bro, as he's telling someone to do a trick into precision, bro, Jason just comes flying, does, like, the crazy. I think he just whipped into it. But it was the gnarliest, like, whip down precision thing I've ever seen. Dude, as he even finished his sentence, and he's already doing it.
You know when people do something and and you get that look on your face like, damn, I can't believe that. Like,
that was me all day.
Like, it surprised me, but that one surprised him. That surprised Jason because I could see it because he was like, like one of those faces,
insane,
you know?
Bro, and he goes so fast to everything. He just does everything. Mm-hmm. Just goes fast.
That and like, he did a lot of tricks, but that one and then his 270. His
down that same rail?
Down that same rail was not
insane, bro. And then Jacob did
killed
finger whip lip on that rail.
What's his last name again?
It's close. I want to say it's close.
Close. That's right. Well, what's
but
his
if,
Instagram
if it,
name? Why am I saying
Jacob PNW.
Okay. Yeah. That, I was saying a P. That's why. Okay.
I think he just recently changed it to his last name.
Okay.
But if I said your last name wrong, I'm sorry, bro. You're a straight G.
You are.
Unreal.
You are
unreal.
A, you're gnarly, bro.
Dude.
Jacob, you're gnarly.
Insane. Bro, also, Isaac Miller.
Oh, dude.
Dude, I was honestly really bummed that he slammed that hard because I'm being selfish, and I wanted to see him ride really bad.
I'm glad he's okay. Yeah,
he's okay, bro.
Dude,
for those of you that weren't there, dude, one of the heaviest slams I've seen in a while.
I mean, for those of you guys that are watching on YouTube, and you're watching this episode, here's the crash. Mans was he going for whip 50, or was he going for whip precision as well?
Dude, I honestly don't.
I didn't ask
really
him.
No.
But okay, so
I don't really know.
The fall was heavy, really, really heavy. This man's landed on his arms, right? And he, okay, let's just tell you guys, I want to point this out. He pushed himself off of the ground.
Two broken arms, bro.
Yep.
Pushed himself off the ground, grabbed a scoot, walked over, and sat down.
He
didn't cry.
Two
didn't
broken
even,
arms.
Bro, he didn't even like scream or anything. He just sat there.
It just looked like he just had a heavy slam and then was just like, damn, that sucked. Which, it definitely did.
Heavy. That was honestly, that was really the only fall. Jacob fell pretty hard at the last spot, I think. Because I'm pretty sure he wrecked his collarbone a little bit.
Did he?
Yeah.
I mean, we know Zach fell at the last spot.
Dude.
Shouts out.
Yo.
We got to give this dude some love right now. Zach Rowan at the last spot, which was a 3 flat 12 rail. This man's had to go to Barcelona the next either day or the day after that. And he's out there trying to get this 50 down the whole rail, kink and all, trying to hit this 50 and just sending himself over and over. He probably did 15 times and just got he didn't get sent every single time, but he got sent 85. 90%.
So if he tried it 15 times, bro, he racked himself like
12.
At least 12 of those times.
And,
like hard. Like 10 out of 10, like dummying himself, bro.
Yeah, we're not talking like slipped out and like landed on his butt like on the side of the rail. Like down like went forward and tumbled onto the rail and then dropped off and splatted on the concrete.
I've straight up never seen anyone be able to save themselves from falling out of a 50 like him ever, bro. Ever. I've never, ever seen that. Dude, the thing is, like, even the times he fell the hardest, he saved himself those times still.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up. Like, dude. He...
just gnarly.
Nah.
Just
falling gnarly. In dirt, rocks, bro. No way. Count me out. I had the nicest spot right in the grass. I was perched up with the boys. I was not moving. I should have left my scoot in the car.
Dude,
I don't know why it came with me.
I'm sad I didn't, like, okay, I love riding my scoot, but I'm sad that I didn't have my electric scoot, bro.
Dude,
I was
I'm sad
so
I didn't have your electric scoot because my grandpa hip wouldn't have been hurting.
Yeah, I would have just towed everybody up. I would have towed the whole squad, would have just gone up the hill, no problem. Dude, I was...
Meets the butt the whole way. You know.
But yeah, dude, that was definitely
a
hectic event.
Super good day.
So glad that we ended up going out there.
Yeah,
shouts
dude.
Out to everybody that was out there supporting scootering and everybody that... is participating in scootering on its own.
Shout out John Depp being the whole captain of the whole thing.
Man, that man's like his voice after that. I mean, I know he had a megaphone, but I have announced events before. That's rough, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Rough. Yeah. Megaphone or not. Like, your voice
especially,
is
and he's in charge of, like, basically, he's been in charge of all of us, bro. Telling us what to do and stuff, basically, where to go and all that. It's crazy. It's hectic, bro. There's a lot of stuff, and he killed it.
Killed it.
Went off, bro.
And
so
Tommy,
much fun
too.
That day.
It was cool seeing Tommy.
Yeah, dude. You know, I was super hyped because I met Tommy, like, when I was living in that Carlsbad. We went to Alga with Ryan. We all met up and stuff. It was actually when Tommy just moved out here, and I was super hyped, bro. So hyped to meet him and stuff. And then when he saw me at the jam, bro, he knew who I was. I was like, yo, bro, what's up?
Yo, what's good?
What's good, you know? Nah, but it was sick, though, dude. And then saw Ralph.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up.
Dude. Yeah, you already know. Talked to him for a long time, dude. He's so sick.
You saw your favorite rider.
So sick.
And I saw my favorite rider there.
Me.
Ah,
just
stop it.
Argoud.
No, not, hell no.
Not.
Psych.
Don't buy his grip.
Ever.
Mm-mm.
But if you do, get it at Scooter Zone.
www.scooterzone.com.
That's the Scooter Zone.
The Scooter Zone.com.
No, but I saw BK there. It was really cool to see.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. Stedman, yeah. BK, Tiwee.
BK is my favorite rider.
Bro.
By far. My man is an incredible rider. He does front scooter flips, and he's a damn rocket scientist. And he's been a rocket scientist for SpaceX. I believe he was a rocket scientist at NASA first, and I think he went to SpaceX after that, and I know he was at SpaceX, and then he worked at, I think it's called Blue Origin. Is that the Amazon one? Okay.
Right over my head, dog.
He was working at that one for like a year, and now he's working at another one, a startup one.
So BK, if you're doing tutoring, hit me up.
Yeah.
I need knowledge. Today,
he has enough knowledge for all of scooting.
Now,
like, I just want to hear the Elon stories, and he has a couple. I don't think he ever talked to him, but I remember him telling me a story where a buddy of his had to give a presentation or something to Elon, and Brandon was like in the room or something along the lines of that. But could you imagine?
Yeah.
He'll just call you an idiot.
If
right
I'm
now.
In the same room as Elon, he's looking at me and he's like, "Why aren't you shining my shoes right now, bro? Like, get over here. What are you doing in here?"
I could not straight like up. just imagine, like imagine trying to do like, let's just say like you're trying to teach somebody about a new guitar that you made, but you're teaching that to like Slash or something.
I read Captain Underpants books, bro. So that's where I'm at. Okay,
bro,
that's my reading level right there.
Dude. I remember that. Right
you already
there.
Know, Captain Underpants, Junie B. Jones. Let's go.
That's you.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
Yeah, shoot. Hey. Comic books, SpongeBob.
Dude, SpongeBob's my jam.
SpongeBob used to be one of my favorite shows.
It's on Amazon. Just so we know.
Is it?
It's on Amazon. Every single episode. That SD. Who else? Derek Marr, dude.
Dude, yo, Derek.
He should have gone home right when he got there, bro.
Listen, bro. He pulls up, right? Dude, I was not thinking he was going to be that tall. Dude's like as tall as Shaq. Okay?
6'5" something.
Huge,
6'4",
bro.
Probably.
Tallest dude ever. Bro, and he's got a backpack on the whole time, and he has a hat tied to it. So I'm like, all right, he's probably going to be chilling.
Like, not.
Bro, he's literally throwing the nastiest stuff. Backpack with a hat strapped onto it the whole night.
Pulling stuff out
and
of the
bag.
And he
has like no emotion, bro. He's like, bro, he did like the fattest T-Bog lip slide on that last rail. And he's doing it all first try. Yo, the front board,
front board, bar,
down the kink, front board, and whip out.
On that 3-flat 12.
Bro. With a backpack and a hat clipped onto it. I'm going to keep saying it.
First try, my
bro, he only didn't do one thing first try.
He only fell once all day.
He barely fell.
And
he was on the biggest rail.
On a front board.
I was like, okay, so this is how we get down nowadays?
Apparently, if you're 6'4 and you have a backpack on. You're nasty.
Yeah, you just do anything you want, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, you just did whatever you wanted.
I'm going to start wearing a backpack.
I was like, what is that?
I'm going to start wearing like a drawstring bag. I'm going to start small. Drawstring bag, and I'll just start putting stuff in it. Tools. So if I fall, it's like real bad.
Give me a drawstring bag with magical powers in it.
Just fairy dust.
That's what I need.
Mm-hmm. Some of that fairy dust.
Dude, insane.
Hey, Mason needs that fairy dust.
Mason needs a lot of things. He needs a lot of things. And
he needs to get smacked.
He needs a smack, number one, and he also needs a waterproof beanie. Shout out your beanie. He never leaves his head, bro.
Dude.
Swear. He sleeps in it. I swear, bro. No way he doesn't. No
yeah, Mason's like our local boy, you guys. He's a good dude. He comes over here to the zone all the time.
Yeah, he basically works here without working here. So, yeah.
Which I'm cool with.
Yeah, and every podcast, he's probably going to get roasted a little bit too. So,
eventually when everybody sees him, they're like, oh, this is him? And they'll be like, he looks exactly like we expected.
Is that the dude with the built-in beanie on his head?
Yeah, we go to like take it out. It's like clipped in.
It's clipped in and stuff. So, yeah, he's got no hair. It's just straight beanie.
And also, World Finals just happened yesterday, right? Bro. Was it yesterday?
Yeah,
it was yesterday.
I think so.
Yesterday, the day before.
One of those. Maybe the last 2 days. Yeah. Something. I don't know. Too many tricks and stuff to count, dude. People going off. I didn't realize people were so good at the scootering.
Dude,
to be honest.
A solid event. The park looked pretty chill,
bro,
of course.
The park looks so beast, bro.
I've been to Extreme Barcelona before, which is like obviously kind of the what's the word I'm looking for? The foundation of that event, the entire event. And the park is pretty chill, dude. Like the actual ramps that they use, it's not like some of the other contests that we've been to where the wood like sinks in. I don't even know if I would call it wood, but like I don't know if that was the case here. I don't know if it was actually good or not, but it looked like those guys were riding it pretty solidly.
Yeah, it looked beast. Shoot.
Number one, Jordan Clark obviously killed it.
Yeah.
Had a solid run doing all of his flipper dudes, his fast plant front flare whips, flail whips, whatever you guys want to call them. I think he did front flip, front bry in his run.
Any trick that goes over somebody's head, I literally don't know what you're doing. It looks cool, but I don't know what it is. So I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, yeah, dude, he did this air. You know, nah, I don't know.
And the impressive thing about Jordan is he's very small.
Yeah, dude.
He's a small dude.
Yeah.
Like his scoot is, okay, for reference, I'm 6'1". Okay, my bars are...
I'm 6'3", if y'all are wondering.
Stop it. My bars are 27, I think, 26-something, 27. This man's bars are probably the same height, if not just a tad taller than mine. And it just looks like... Not huge on him, you know, but he's a small dude.
Yeah.
But he just absolutely kills
it. Yeah, he's a shredder.
And he keeps his speed up really well. Like everything he did, he would land something and you would think that he landed a little low and he'd somehow get the speed to clear something else with ease.
Really?
Just a really good rider, really good dude to ride with.
Nasty.
Just all around. Just like
Shoot, Sports Center just posted that clip
of
the
what?
Other day. Just his flare flat.
Oh, Jordan?
Yeah.
I'm not
it's kinda cool.
I'm not fully surprised.
Yeah, it was pretty sick. Shout out Sports Center.
And Cody got second.
Yeah.
Did you see Cody's run?
I don't think so.
Cody's run was super good, dude.
Went in?
Yeah, he went in. I think my favorite, let me think back of what his run was. I think my favorite trick that he did in his run, just because I think he was most relieved to land it, was his final trick, which I believe was a flare quad. And it was a high flare quad from a quarter to like this vert bank thing.
Yeah.
You know the thing I'm talking about? Like he like just blasted a flare quad on it and it was clean, bro. It was solid. That he did nothing front double, nothing front whip, nothing front double. It was like, and then did the flare quad. So it was like right into it.
Dang,
solid. Solid. Dang, just, and Cody's such a nice dude.
Yeah, he's super nice. I've only met him once, but he's honestly the nicest dude ever, bro.
Oh yeah, you met him when he came in here to see everybody. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, dude. That was he's a good dude, man. We'd like to get him on here.
You already know.
look at every single camera angle we have.
Yeah, and then also, if there's anyone like special you guys would want to see, let us know.
We'll reach out. Maybe they want to come on here and express some of the things that they like about scootering or whatever. Like it'd be cool to kind of get these guys on here and just give you guys a little more flavor in scootering, get you guys closer to some of the riders and perspectives.
Yeah, that'd be sick, dude. I'm hyped to get someone on here.
And then Jaden got third in the park one. Jaden Sherman. Jaden,
where's he from?
UK, I think.
Huh.
He had a solid run too. Really? And then the street East? Guys,
bro.
Same thing, bro.
Bro,
and like just solid. Bro. I think. I mean, I ride park. Obviously, I'm not a street guy, but I think I liked the street event and watching that one more.
Went in. Bro, everybody's doing like crazy whip bar tricks now. We were just talking about that earlier. Everyone's doing crazy fat whip bars into grinds now too. I'm like, what?
You're like, when did that happen?
What? Whip bar? Bro, he was going, Lucas was going like 1,000 miles an hour. Gap to past the whole first kink with bar back lip on that big fat like double kink rail.
Huge.
Dude, huge.
Man's is gnarly.
Huge.
And then who got second? It was Nico.
Yeah, from Finland.
Yeah.
He went in too.
Nico was solid, bro.
He went in too.
Solid. He did that heel back lip whip on that same rail. Was it the kink rail? Yeah, heel back lip and then went down the kink, right? Mm-hmm. And then whip out. And then I didn't see August's run. I didn't watch the live stream.
Me either. We're probably here though.
Yeah. Like I wanted to at least catch the recaps and stuff, which we did.
Yeah, it was sick.
But I didn't see August.
Do you know his, I think his name is Christian Jensen. It's kind of weird, dude, because like I know most of these kids on Instagram, like from their Instagram name.
Right.
I don't know why, you know.
Jacob.
Just like Steve's Finn, bro.
Oh, God.
You know how many people go to the skate park? Yo, Steven, what's up? Like, who's Steven?
Steve-O.
Steez. Brando. Yeah, Steve-O, same thing. Every time someone says Steve-O, be like, Steve-O from Jackass? Like, nah. The weenie head Steve-O, Steve-O that Steve-O's, rides scooters.
Steve-O's the Jackass.
The weenie head, bro. But, so the kid, his name's Astroboy on Instagram. His real name's Christian Jensen. He's from, like, Denmark, dude, somewhere over there. And, bro, maybe Copenhagen. I don't know. Same thing, right?
Same difference. Like
yeah, obviously I'm not a geography guy. Anyways, bro, the last trick of one of his runs, he did like front three heel. Would that be a lip? Back, yeah, like front three heel. Yeah, front three heel lip. But he like skirted it out. So I don't know if they like actually counted it.
Mm-hmm.
But bro, it was like the nasty. It was on the double kink. He like gap front three heel.
Like what the hell?
Lip. Yeah, it was the craziest thing ever, dude. I was like, yeah, for sure. Okay. And it's crazy. And you think he got like fourth or fifth, dude, doing stuff like that. I'm like, bro, these guys are bossing up over here.
You know who else is another rider that I really like to watch? And I've said his name to a few people. And I think he kind of deserves a little more recognition just because he has so much originality and flavor is Sammy Peach. Do you know who that is?
I don't think so.
Bro, this guy, like Sammy Peach, that's I think that's his name on Instagram. This man does like a million different tricks in one line.
Really?
And I'm saying like, let's just say like we're at Cal Oaks, right? And let's say we have all of those ledges that there's like the flat ledges that we have, like the foot tall ones. Mm-hmm. He'll do like a line on all of those, utilize all of those and make the thing like an actual line, including like fakies, nose manny threes, two manual, like these scooter fakie things. Yeah. He'll do like a million different tricks and make it all work. And it's incredible to watch.
Really?
It's just the amount of control he has of that scoot is really cool.
Sounds beast, but I'm getting tired just hearing about it.
Bro,
like a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
Really?
Has to be. Yeah. I mean, if you think Cardio King. If you think John's got a lot of work.
Cardio King, shoot. Don't make me start talking about John again, man.
Where
you at, John?
We're going to let you pass this episode, you lucky, John.
Mr. North Carolina.
North where or what? Yeah, but yeah, just like so many talented riders out there right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, bro. It was honestly super sick, dude. Like, especially the last 2 weeks, just like watching everybody do their thing in person and then all do it all like in the comps and stuff. It's sick, bro. It's really sick. I really like, you know, everybody, like a lot of people, you know, be talking mess on scootering and stuff, but I think this is like collectively like one of like the only groups that does if you want to call it like a hobby or a sport for like real fun, you know, like
we
obviously like bike BMXers and skaters and stuff like that, they most of them do it for fun, but like with skating comes like this image, right? Mm-hmm. Like you own a skateboard, I show up to the skate park like looking
Nikes.
Mad fresh, you know, and I'm cool, right? But I truly feel like, because every scooter rider gets it, dude. You go to the skate park, someone has said something to you for riding a scooter.
Absolutely.
For sure. There's no doubt.
No doubt.
Even riding the street jam, like all these people were like filming us riding by and stuff, like kind of smirking and laughing and stuff. You know, it's like these are grown adults like sitting around worrying about like what I'm doing for mm-hmm. fun. You know, mm-hmm. it's kind of goofy to me, but
it's sad.
It's whatever, dude. But that's why I like scootering so much, dude, because it's no like what image is there?
Yeah.
Right? If anything, like people just,
oh
shoot. Right. Marles Barkley.
We do have a guest tonight.
Marles Barkley. Say something, Marley. Say something.
Why does he look so stressed out?
Yeah, why are you looking mad scared right now?
Bro, say something.
Come on, I heard that bark before people come in the shop.
She don't bark at all, bro. But sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but she jumped in out of nowhere.
She's cruising. But yeah, dude, it's honestly, it's just sick, dude. Like, and there's still people, you know, like my age. I'm 24. I'm old. People still my age killing it, bro. Mm-hmm. I feel like, honestly, most of the people doing the most right now in the sport are people our age. Seriously. There's a lot of people our age pumping videos out. There's a lot of people, like a lot of older dudes, dude, that have been making a bunch of videos and stuff. Just pushing it more than just like social media, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think there's a lot of people that are our age that are doing a lot for scootering too. Not just in scootering, but they're doing a lot for scootering. There's a lot more people that are taking on like marketing jobs for scootering.
Yeah, seriously,
just to grow scootering.
Seriously, that is really true.
Like Twan's really one true. Of them, bro. Twan has done a lot. Like, and some of you guys are probably going to argue the fact that like, oh, that's not doing things for scootering, and you're absolutely wrong. Like, let's just say, for example, anybody that has ever created anything for scootering, you're doing something for scootering, or you're doing a service to scootering, you're doing something for scootering. And Twan was kind of one of the first people that got a job within scootering.
Yeah.
I think his first job within scootering was working with Mad Gear.
Yeah.
And he was doing really well over there. Yeah. And I was stoked for him. And he's kind of like moved around a lot, and he loves scootering because he loves scootering.
Yeah, dude.
So when he's doing a sales call for somebody or something, like, he's not doing that just to get money in his pocket. Like, he's doing it because he enjoys the sport he wants to see it flourish and grow. And he's a good guy, and I've known him forever. Shouts out to him. Much love, my man.
Yeah, dude. I remember that, dude. I remember seeing him all the time. Dude, at the compound and stuff, aka Real Ride, bro, seeing him. Like the Twan Knot bars, bro, the Rasta bars, the whole nine. He's just killing it, dude. So, yeah. So I was just saying, like, you're super sick, dude, to see, like, you know, see that. Because, like you said, dude, it's not just putting money in his pockets, you know, giving him a life and a well-being and stuff. But he's doing it because he loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so much other stuff you can do, making more money, doing other things and stuff. And it's cool that he decided. That's why, like, I thought it was sick to see all those OGs that, you know, obviously even you being one of them at the street jam and stuff, dude, even seeing like a bunch of people come up to you, be like, hey, bro, like, you're the reason why I rode or do this trick and stuff. It's super sick, dude. And seeing like even like Blake Baylor and all those dudes, bro. Crazy. It's just insane. You know, like those older guys could be doing anything else. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still there chilling and watching everybody ride and stuff, dude. It's super sick to see that, bro.
Yeah,
it's super
I agree.
Sick to be a part of it. And I'm just glad I am, to be honest, dude.
No, that's good, dude. You got a lot of solid points. Like, seeing so many people. Like, I know that, and shouts out also to the companies that hire scooter riders, just
seriously,
because they are scooter riders and they've contributed to that brand. I'll say right now, like, I know Lucky's one of them. A lot of the guys worked within Lucky.
Yeah, dude.
And Apex is another one. Yep. A lot of the dudes that work at Apex, or at least did. I haven't checked up on them in a while.
Yep. Affinity, bro.
Affinity.
Straight
incredible.
Up all riders.
Shouts out
all
John
them,
and Chris.
All them.
Yeah, at one point they were employing.
Best bars in the game.
They were employing John, Chris. Well, that was John and Chris, but they were employing Jared, little Nick. They had Devin Pelfrey, Taylor Illig, and I said little Nick, right?
Yeah. And I think now.
Donatelli?
Yeah.
It was Donatelli.
Yeah, Donatelli was there. I don't know if he still does or not,
sure. He's not right now.
But I know one of the other homies, Jacob, works there now too. I saw he was like painting bars and stuff like that for him. Mm-hmm. So I figured, obviously, he probably is working with him now too. But it's super sick, dude. You know, just putting on kids that actually like to do it.
And they love scootering.
They love
it,
dude. And they still ride. Those fools ride like every week. Every week, all the time.
John and Chris?
Maybe not John and Chris, but like Jacob and Pelf and those guys.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
have their little squad.
I have not seen. Okay, so when we opened Scooter Zone, a lot of people came through. You were here.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
And it was like such a humbling feeling to know that they still wanted to come and see the shop.
Yeah, bro.
And I saw Jared.
J-Rod.
I saw Pelf. I saw little Nick.
Yep.
I didn't see Donatelli. I don't think he was here. But just seeing those three guys.
Yeah.
Like, and there was a million other heads here too, but just because we're on the subject of them being a part of something, it was so cool to see them, even though I have not seen them since.
Yeah.
But it was so cool to see them here.
Yeah.
And just like just checking out the zone again.
It's sick, dude. Yeah, even like, even if I always say his name wrong.
Oh, Efren.
Efren. Yeah. Even he cruised. He cruised through, checked out the spot a little bit, rode the ramp a little bit too, dude. He was hyped on it. So it's always cool, dude, seeing all the old school zone guys and stuff. Or even Danny Rambert too, bro. Danny hot wired the whole spot.
Dude.
The whole spot.
Super.
Shout out Danny, bro.
Super shout out to Danny. That man's is he's a professional tinkerer.
Bro, he literally can fix anything.
Anything. Like if we had a problem right here, let's say like we have a problem with like one of these lights, like the actual light bulb. Danny's going to take that light bulb apart and fix it, even though you can just go buy another one for $2.
Yeah, you just do it.
He's like, oh, why, dude? Why, bro? I'll just fix it right now.
Yeah, Bob the Builder status.
Straight up, bro. And he got that deep-ass voice.
Yeah. Bro, and he wired the whole spot in here. Whole spot.
Yeah, like...
All the speakers and stuff, TV, dude. The whole nine.
Solid. Killed
Went
it.
Went in.
Killed it.
You just hear hanging out. He's like, oh, shit, okay. I'll do it.
Sucks that the speakers don't work anymore.
They do.
Yeah, but they work like crap.
Yeah, a little bit. You just couldn't play something like super duper loud.
And that you would think that you could because, but dude, nothing beats our little speaker that we have in here, bro.
Nah, yeah, the sound in here travels pretty good. So,
dude, we have this little speaker in here. It's probably like the size of what would you say, like a wheel, like a scooter wheel.
Yeah,
like if you put three scooter wheels side by side, that's the size of our speaker. Bro.
Shout out Uline.
And shout out Uline, bro.
It came from Uline, bro.
Yeah, because we placed that was when we bought all of our racks.
Yeah, the racks, huh?
And it was like, oh, you qualify for a free item. Granted, sick. It's not worth it because it's only a $50 speaker, and those racks were like $4,000. Anyways, we got that speaker, and we've used the hell out of that speaker. Yeah. Like, there's points where we have to be like, can somebody please turn down the damn music? And it's this big.
Dude, but the thing is, you turn on a fan in here, it gets loud. I'll be like, I can't hear nothing.
Thank God it's cooling down right now, bro.
Dude.
Thank God.
I mean, I'm about to say that right now. I'm cooking.
I'm kind of warm right now.
I wore a beanie, bro. What am I doing?
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing.
I'm being here sweating.
Hey, you need to take lessons from Mason, bro.
Dude, for real. Just know, he could be in Arizona 125 degrees. Mason going to be out there riding in a dang beanie, son.
That constantly falls off.
I don't think he owns a hat at all.
Or hair.
I think he's bald, but when he puts his beanie on, it's got like a wig strapped to the beanie.
What else happened like within the... Oh, dude. I have one. Did you see what happened to Mia? Bro. Mia Catalano.
Bro.
Was at Worlds, right?
Yo.
And she, obviously, Mia's she's riding in the girls' event. I don't know if this was during practice or if it was after the event. I don't know what it was, which we both want to add. We are overly thankful that you are okay, Mia. Mia is going to do a front bry over one of the big boxes out there.
Huge box, bro.
Massive.
Boosted, too.
She goes, yeah, she went high.
100% commit, dog.
Oh, dude. Cool, because it's a front bry. She kills it, dude. She kills it. The front bride, like
bride the mega ramp.
She bar front bride the mega ramp.
Bar. It was bar front bride.
Get this damn bug out of here, bro. It's a bar front bride, and so you would think she'd be like, no problem, right? Which I'm sure that's exactly what she was thinking.
I'm pretty sure. That's exactly what happened.
Just did one of those things. All of us have probably experienced it. You guys that are watching or listening, you guys have probably experienced where you go and you think you landed the trick, but you don't realize that you didn't until your face hits the ground.
Rule number one, that's why I stay on the ground.
I don't know, man. You're getting pretty high on the ramp over here lately.
Nah.
Yeah, dude, you've been airing out.
Nah.
Hey, which, dude, the ramp looks so good right now.
Yeah, it does look beast.
The ramp looks super good.
Yo, Ray painted the whole thing. I did not touch a single thing of paint. And then Mason started painting the sides, and he was spilling paint everywhere.
Everywhere.
Now I got green paint everywhere. Mason.
We're almost done. We still got to do the black on the sides, but like, so we went with... like the actual deck on the ramp on the tops is all like a bright blue. All the rails are a gnarly, gnarly green, and then the sides are gonna be black. Yeah. But it looks sick.
Looks beast, dude.
It's like Seattle Seahawks, Buzz Lightyear.
Nah, Seattle Seahawks, my booty, son. Get out of here.
You're Vikings, right?
Yeah, I'm a Vikings guy. Speaking of that, what? Vikings just beat them boys down, son.
Oh, you
beat them down.
You stay up on that stuff.
I mean, a little bit, but the Vikings are trash right now, so I don't really, not that much. More hockey guy.
It's better than my team.
More hockey guy. And soccer, bro. I've been watching a lot of soccer. Huge soccer guy.
I hate soccer.
Dude, it's honestly sick. I'll be playing FIFA 2. Shout out FIFA 22. Just came out.
The only time that I've actually gone and watched soccer and enjoyed it was in Australia. Okay.
Bro, I'm so jealous already, dude. I need that.
We're in Oz.
Wazza, take me to a game.
Waza was there. We're in Oz, and Waza, like one of our friends' dad, got some gnarly tickets because he did business with some guy. Some gnarly tickets,
he's like,
right?
On the field and stuff with and, it.
No, just wait. So he's like, "Hey, Waz, you want to go to a game?" He's like, "Oh, I got Ray with me," and like, and he's like, "Oh, bring him." Like as if it wasn't that big of a deal, right?
Yeah.
And so we go, and he's talking to Waz, and Waz comes back up to me. He's like, "Yo," he's like, "I'm gonna go down in like the close seats down in the like close to the field." I was like, "Oh hell yeah, that's tight, dude. Good for you. Let's get it." And I'm thinking like I'm gonna be sitting up high. Sure did. Box. I was in the box, bro.
In the box.
In the box, like, and they had us like set up, like they were giving us anything
food
we wanted.
And drinks up in there,
food,
bro.
Drinks, like if you.
It's again, insane.
I'm not a big drinker, but I had a few beers because I was out in Australia and enjoying it, like sitting at like way up there. That was cool because I don't really know the game that well. But
nah, me either. I'll watch it though.
Yeah, I don't
can't play it to save my life, bro.
I mean, I don't have it. I mean, I don't really have like I don't think I've ever watched a full game
really
other than that.
And they got the dummy chants, bro. I don't want to be up in there screaming with all the lokes, bro.
Yeah, dude,
that's what I'm trying to be on.
They do got the dummy ones.
Yeah, bro, the dummy, bro. All of them, bro. That's sick. Mm-hmm. Sick. That's why I'm trying to go. I want to go to Europe and see a game so bad.
Raiders is my team though.
Why, you're a Raiders fan?
I'm not a Raiders fan. Like here,
like if you had to like sit down and pick a favorite team and watch football every week, it would be a it'd be the Raiders.
Here's where I'm at. The only reason I'm a Raiders fan is because my dad's a Raiders fan.
Okay.
And it was either be a Raiders fan or move out at 5 years old.
That's
so
valid.
I was like, yeah, I should probably just stay home.
Yeah, I might as well. Might as well be a Raiders fan, you know?
But if, thank God my dad doesn't watch any of my stuff. I don't like the Raiders that much. You know why? Because they suck.
This year, they ain't that bad. It's kind of weird. They've been having some pretty close games. But
yeah, but they have had some years where they got like the man.
Yeah.
And they still suck ass.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like what was that one dude that had like the arm? Like something,
bro. I'm probably the wrong guy to be asking.
Yeah, dude. They had some guy.
Yeah, I honestly.
I'm not even gonna try to say his name because I'm gonna
sit here and they're gonna be like, "Bro, Matt, stop talking about football. You literally look stupid." So,
maybe we should go back to scooter.
Shout
out
Minnesota.
Let's go back to scootering. Yeah, we're going back.
I think the last scooter part we were at was Mia's fall.
Yeah, she got wrecked. So she was doing the front bry, hits feet, thinks she's on the ramp or thinks she's on the scoot. Is actually on the ramp. Mouth to the ground. Her face is swollen.
She posts on Instagram saying she was in the hospital for 7 hours. And then like a couple hours after, bro, she posted that she was getting clips at the skate park.
Did you know she plays hockey? Did you know?
Yeah, she does. Well, because so I went to Chino to ride with Branson and Ryan like 2 weeks ago, maybe. And she was there. And that was the first time I had never met her. She's super cool, bro. Super nice. And yeah, she plays hockey too. It's pretty crazy. But I was even telling like them, like, dude, it's super. I mean, I think we talked about it last time. It's pretty weird. Like, there's a lot of people that scooter that like are into hockey or like actually play,
that.
Especially for like the little kids and stuff too.
Yeah, we stepped on that for a little
bit. Yeah, she still plays. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you right now, if I ever fell half as hard as she fell on that, dude, I would probably quit. I'd straight up be like,
Here's a question for you. Would you rather Mia's or Isaac's fall?
Bro.
Not including the fact that Isaac broke both of his arms. Bro. Which one would you rather take?
100% Isaac's, dude.
Really?
100%. Like, not even a thought.
You would rather take Isaac's fall? Like, you would rather that be you, is what I'm saying.
A, Mia's going high in the air.
Yeah, you don't
like
that.
We discussed that earlier. It ain't for me. I'm not afraid of heights, but when I'm jumping off something or doing something like that, I'm good off that. Like jumping off like cliff jumping into the water, I'm in. I'm game. I got you.
What?
Yeah, I'm in. I'm all about that.
But you won't.
Nah.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Water's
continue.
Safe, bro.
It's not safe. Have you ever jumped off something that high?
Yeah, bro.
What's a cliff to you? Like 20 feet? Don't say yes right now.
No, I honestly don't know. I can't measure nothing.
Dude, anything past 30, that water is concrete.
I'm in the game. Let's go. Have a suit, bro. Come on. Get a boat. Give me a boat.
Or
let
like
me drive
the
boat.
Have you been to Lake Powell?
Uh-uh.
Dude, they got some jumps, bro.
They got the dummy jumps?
100.
Come on, let's go.
Like 100 feet.
Nah, okay. Come on now.
I ain't doing none of that.
That's crazy. I'm not trying to die.
I did 60. That was gnarly, bro. 60 is scary.
Yeah, I honestly don't know, like, what.
You got shoes.
You have no, I have to. Yeah, have there's to. No way. Dude, you can't climb up those. With no way, bro. No way. I'm good. No.
How do those dudes be doing that? Like, how I know who you know I'm talking about. Like, how do those dudes be doing that? Those flipper guys that jump off of, like, 100.
Yo, I've seen people jump off trampolines, off the fat cliffs, doing, like, 30 flips. I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm good.
That dude that Nitro keeps reposting. I think Nitro reposted.
Really? So, yeah. I don't know if I saw it.
That's who you're talking about. Like, he'll jump out there, and he'll do, like, some... Like, he'll jump and do, like, 180 fronty and then, like, three backies and then whatever. And he's up there. Yeah, he's 70 up, probably. Nah. I jumped, and I was hella nervous.
Count me out.
Mm-mm. When are we going skydiving?
Nah, I knew you were going to say that, bro. I knew you were going to say that. I knew it. No. Come on, Doug. Bro, I'm telling you, I wake up one day, and I'm like, yeah, I'd do it today. And then I wake up the next day, and I'm like, yeah, no way. And then I have the same mindset for, like, months.
No, one day, dude. One day what's going to happen is I'm going to roll up and be like, hey, Matt, we got to roll up to the shop, like, early tomorrow. It's got to be, like, 8:30 a day. You'll be like, oh, all right, cool, got it. I'm going to roll up.
I'm sick that day.
And no, I'm not even going to say nothing. I'm be like, hey, big dog, we ain't working right now. I already got the tickets. And we going.
Yeah, and then I'm going on the Instagram, and I'm going to post, buy one, get anything you want for free for the whole week.
Buy a sticker pack, get a scoop free.
Nah, for real. Come in. You just show face in the shop. I'll give you a free scoop.
Yeah, that's it. He's so mad.
So, like, mad, dude. So mad.
Yeah, that's fine.
What I'm saying, I'm not afraid. Like, I can stand up, like, on something high and be fine.
But there's a limit to
Yeah,
high.
I don't know. Yeah, I can't be attached to no snowboard. Okay? I don't snowboard. That ain't happening.
You never been?
Nah, I've never been.
It's hard. I your boy got wrecked every single time.
Yo,
but it's funny.
I am half black and half white. One half of me snowboards. The other half absolutely does not snowboard. The half of me got lucky that it played hockey. Ooh, my voice just cracked. That's crazy. But yeah, those activities.
Not for you.
Catch me in the ski lodge.
Not for you.
With the drink or something.
Shoot.
Because I'm of age. You know I'm 24. You already know.
Okay. Just want to let you guys know I am of age.
That's a disclaimer. So anyone thinks I'm 12, I'm actually 24.
Hey, how are our angles looking for yous that are watching? I said yous. I'm one of my Aussie. For those of you guys that are watching on YouTube, how are these angles? On our last video, if you guys missed that, you can click the card right up there. It'll actually take you straight to the video. I think we were struggling a little bit, and we needed to change up the angles a little bit.
It was first try.
Yeah, it was. I think we did a pretty good job. And also, set's not done for those of you guys that are watching. Set still needs to be worked on. This needs to be painted still. We have an old scoot that's going to go up here, and eventually we'll have...
And our signage.
Yeah, we'll have a zoned out sign right here.
Yeah, that'd be beast, bro.
But in reality, dude, there's been a lot of girl scooter riders lately, dude.
Bro, a lot.
A lot.
A
like,
lot. That kill it.
They'd
be
murder
going
it.
Hard, dude. But honestly, bro, I give them all props, dude, because honestly, I can only imagine what it's like to be like the only girl at a skate park, you know? No matter what you're riding, dude.
Yeah, like, it, not even just because, like, there's probably a whole bunch of different things that they got to deal with that we don't even know about.
So much BS that they have to deal with, dude. I guarantee it. A bunch of nonsense. Just a bunch of people being stupid, acting stupid.
Count me out.
Saying stupid stuff to them and stuff like that. Stinking out of here, frick. Get the freak out of here.
Yeah, but, like, we got, like, let's just take a few. Mia kills it. Becca, she kills it. Delaney's obviously been on fire lately.
Killed it, bro.
It was cool seeing Delaney at the
Yeah, it was pretty sick.
There's Alisa. She's from, I think, Spain. Spain or France, one of the two. Eliza.
Yeah, you were showing me her earlier. She's pretty beast.
She's beast, dude. Yeah. She kills the rails.
Yeah.
Kills it on rails.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's a lot of them lately, and it's super cool actually seeing that kind of start to bloom a little bit, because I've wanted to see so many girls actually riding and getting after it, and they're starting to really prove themselves, and I think they deserve a lot more recognition than they get right now, because I know that's not easy. It's not easy for anyone in reality.
It's definitely not easy
for them. Like, it's just impressive. It's impressive because it's not something you see every single day.
Yeah,
and I
like sick.
Seeing it.
And they're doing their own thing in their own way, and it's sick. It's sick to watch, dude, seriously.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
What about you? What's like the worst fall you've ever had?
Nothing like significant, bro. Seriously, like,
yeah, because I
haven't gotten
me,
like racked yet.
Yeah, because remember you were telling me that you hadn't like broken a bone or
broken a bone or anything like that.
What about like just like a good over the bar or like a hill bomb or something?
Nah,
like
I got
that?
One. I got one for you though. It's not me. It's Ryan. Dumb ace, bro. This fool. We were young, dude. I was probably like maybe like 14 or 15. Maybe okay. A little bit younger, around there somewhere, dude. I was young. We go to Chino. It's me, Ryan, and my other friend Landon, bro. Just us three. Okay? We're there for 10 minutes max. No more than 10 minutes. Not even 11 minutes. Not 10 minutes, 30 seconds. No more. Okay? Dude goes to the back of the bowl. He says to this day that he got snaked and like hesitated. Nah, son. I didn't see nobody. He got snaked by Casper the Ghost. Bro, what he does though, he's dropping in the pool in the back, the small one, mm-hmm. The small side. Says someone snaked him. So he did one of these, bro. Right to his mouth, bro. Wrecked his whole grill. Whole grill. Like to the point, you remember when he had to get that wire?
The splint.
Yeah.
We had one at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, you did.
I wrecked my
mouth. Yeah, bro. He wrecked his too. Dude, and I remember, I didn't even ask him if he was cool. Because I was like at the age yet where like, you're not very like, I mean, at least for me.
Yeah,
like I wasn't very like worried about like anything else.
Yeah,
right?
You're invincible.
And I was like, oh, we got to leave already, dude? Are you kidding me? He's like, oh, we got to call dad. I was like, bro, we just got here. What are you talking about?
You're all pissed.
I was pissed. I wasn't even mad that he wrecked his whole mouth.
That's some little brother stuff right there.
Yeah,
bro.
No, for real. Come on, bro. Give me some hot glue. I'm here to shred.
I got a good one. Like the, I mean, I've had some fun falls like at Nitro. I had a pretty nasty one, but the one that comes to mind when it comes to like probably the worst that was just like the most painful, I think, and still kind of affects me to this day is the one I had at Cal Oaks doing backflip feebles, like flip to feeble stall on the quarter, right? Like when you do a flip feeble, you have to flip like straight up as opposed to like flipping out for a flare, like yeah. Out towards the outside of the ramp. But I'm trying to like learn flares at the same time, so I'm popping out. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to get a flip feeble real quick. Go to do it. Go to flip up. I flip out. So I land on my stomach on the coping. And the coping lands like this way, right? So it connects like the coping goes from like my shoulder, my upper right shoulder. Or my upper right shoulder as if I have a lower shoulder. My right shoulder all the way to my left hip, right?
My bottom left hip.
My bottom left hip, not the top one. And, dude, it like wrecked me. It like... cracked a rib, it, like bruised a lung. I chipped a tooth because I hit my face on the ground, broke my nose, wrecked my jaw.
Just got wrecked,
got a concussion.
Bro. Goodness gracious.
And dislocated my femur from like
your hip.
Like, dude, that was bad.
Yeah, that is very bad.
And
that does not sound like fun at all.
That one took a while to like kind of get back into the swing of things. And since then, I think I've maybe done five flip feeble stalls.
That's why gravity is my best friend. Hey, what about that dude that recently broke like his arm or leg at the skate park at Cal Oaks?
Oh, dude, that was all bad.
Wasn't he like a biker homie?
Was he
on
a
bike?
Dad, bro. He was his dad.
He
and like
a
he
dad?
Showed. Yeah, he's a dad. He shows up at the skate park.
Stop, bro.
Shows up at the park and he's like kind of talking to me a little bit back and forth. This kid rides scoots, of course. Is like kids watches my videos, which was really cool.
Yeah,
and we were just kind of like shooting it a little bit, you know, and he was trying to show off for someone. And
what was he doing?
Just trying to hit the hip, bro.
Just jump it.
Just trying to jump the hip. And like just landed kind of funky. And then went, I believe he went over his bars, nothing too crazy, and then landed relatively normally, I guess. And his leg just snapped.
Just like sat on his leg or something.
Like, and he grabs his leg like this. And just like,
just straight flopped.
Right,
huh?
Right here is fine. And then just drooping like this. And I'm like, oh, great, dude. I have to go over there. Like, I got to splint his leg and, like, hold him still and, like, calm him down. I got to, like, direct his kids out of the way and tell people to get his kids, like, out of... Because I don't want his kids to see his dad's leg in half.
Nah.
You know?
Nah.
That was not fun, dude. And I was just trying to calm him down because he was, like, starting to, like, kind of get worried because you see your leg's
snap,
like that,
son.
Bro. You know, like...
Probably going to shock, bro.
Yeah, you start to get real nervous because you're like... like, it gets spooky. It's scary, dude.
Yeah.
But, like, he ended up being all right. I mean, not all right, but, like, he broke his leg, obviously. But he came in here. Yeah, you remember that. He came in here. You weren't here for that?
I don't think so.
He rolled up. He came in here. He's like, hey, remember me? I was like, how could I forget, bro? Yeah, he came in. I think he got, like, some wheels or something for his son.
Damn.
And his kids were all... And oh, yeah, Brando was here.
Hopefully he sold his bike.
Because his kids were, like, on the ramp. And I'm like, hey, Brando, you got to tell his kids to get off the ramp right now.
Hey, you touch the ramp, you're going to face the wrath of these boys. You know what I'm saying?
All bad. No, he was a cool dude though, bro. He was cool. His kids were homies, mm-hmm. but like I felt bad for him, bro.
Yeah.
I felt bad.
I'm trying to think, dude, if I've seen anybody wreck themselves. But off topic, not a scooter. One of my first junior games when I was wearing a visor instead of the cage. Bro. The first shift of the game, right?
It got you right here. Huh?
Nah, not even me. It had nothing to do with me. And first shift of the game. I'm like, yeah, this is sick, dude. I get to wear a visor. Sick. Bro, first shift. Kid on my team was like skating behind somebody. And like, I can't remember how he fell or something. But bro.
Guy's mouth.
So the guy in front of him was like mid stride. So he fell. And when he was like kicking his skate up, dude. He legit ate his blade. Bro, his lip from here all the way to here. Dude, just
open.
Just flapping.
Oh.
And I'm like,
dude, it's all bad.
Bro, I had been wearing a cage my whole life. The first time I don't have to wear one, this happens. I was like, dude.
That's all bad, bro.
This is brutal.
That's gnarly.
Yeah. Never got hit in the mouth or nothing. Not once. In practice though, one time, one of the first practices in a visor, bro. Kid rips a stinking clap bomb. Stinking freaking. I keep cussing. But, bro, he rips a bomb, dude. And I'm like, we're just warming up. And I was like going behind the net. Dog, for some reason, I got cat-like reflexes. Sink that at the corner of my eye, bro. Boom. Ducked it.
Whew.
Bro, I went off on that dude.
Pissed.
Thought it was funny. Bro.
Like, that is not funny.
Bro, you would have exploded my whole face.
I've been dad.
My moneymaker, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Can't screw that one up.
Come on, dog.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Dude. Like, yeah, the fun times, hey?
Yeah, dude. Sick, dude. This is fun. Yeah. This is super fun.
Yeah, but yeah, the podcast has been pretty chill so far. Again, thank you guys
for
checking us out and everything. I think we should maybe try to get somebody on here and like
next
maybe
have a
conversation with somebody.
I think
so.
Next go.
Maybe have a couple challenges for him or something like that. Would be a lot of fun, so we can actually like kind of get a little more into the video side of things.
Yeah.
And just like kind of have a little bit of more of like a twist in there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. As opposed to just sitting here and having a conversation. Not that that's a bad thing, but the people that are maybe driving from work or doing some kind of commute, maybe on a road trip.
Something.
Yeah. Like, I mean, those guys obviously have to listen to audio, but like maybe the people that want to watch us online and give them a little something to laugh about, maybe.
Yeah, I'm down.
We got a couple of ideas, and we'll see if we can implement them here very, very soon. But anything you want to say, big dog?
If you guys have any ideas, do like a little segment or something. I don't know. Shoot some ideas. Shoot out guest appearance ideas. Anything you got for us, let us know.
Hey, also, if you guys are listening on Spotify or Apple Music or anything like that, we'd appreciate if you guys gave us a solid review. That kind of stuff definitely helps us out. And kind of makes it easier for us to expand it, which makes it easier for us to continue to do all this stuff and maybe throw a little bit more money at the set and maybe more audio stuff, more camera things, lighting, all that kind of stuff. So start us off right by giving us a solid review and rating us 5 stars on Apple and or Spotify.
5 stars, nothing less.
Nothing less.
If I see any less than 5 stars, I'm coming for your head.
That's it.
You don't want to see me.
Yeah, you don't want to find us out there in the streets.
No, you don't. I'm crazy.
Hey, thanks for watching, you guys. Appreciate you. Much love. And we'll catch you guys next Friday.
Yeah, I'm gonna go eat some food now.
Peace.
I'm hungry.
Done deal.
Let's go.